from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You caught all that, yeah?
Garami?
Garami Grant. That's the... Kings fans need to chill out. We don't need Garami Grant here. Oh, Dennis Schroeder about to throw hands. I don't know what's going on in this game, but Schroeder
it was him
furious.
And the, him and the point guard were getting after him.
Him and Schroeder looks furious.
Him and the PG at, for Brazil, they was getting after him.
Oh, yeah,
game.
I see it. I see it. Mm. What's up, TK?
What's up, guys?
TK in the house. In Portland,
it looks
huh?
like Portland, yep.
Yeah, you can see that asbestos siding. There it is.
You into the Olympics? Is this one final?
Yeah.
Oh, this is final. Yeah. This
Germany
is final.
Wins again.
Okay.
How many points did Dennis Schroeder put up?
I don't know, but my guess is 25 plus. He was cooking. That's my
guess. I had him over 13 and a half points.
Oh, he had 30. Yeah, 13.
Oh, he had that just
had,
what we were
he
looking.
Had 11 at the half, and I saw him get another Ooh. 4 buckets. So
that's my guy right there. Ooh. I got him over 13 and a half. I got Braun over 15 and a half. And then I have South Sudan plus 29 and a half on a plus 600.
Okay.
Turns out you can bet in Oregon.
How about
on
that?
Some of the competing books. Shop around. Turns out.
Man, I'm still fried. I talked to TK about this.
Schroeder had 20.
Yeah, he was cooking. He was cooking in
That's
the second
a win.
Half. I was talking to, I don't think I talked to Dame about this. I think it's just Trista. When I came back from my trip on the East Coast, we went to the harbor, the National Harbor. And then next to it is the MGM. Mm-hmm. And I was with Anshuro, and we just went into the MGM. Just boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Made a pick. There's my, boom. We got a ticket. It's good. And I'm like, how did they not approve this in this state? How? It was one of the best experiences of that whole trip. Just going out there, oh, I got $5, boom. Let me put it on here, boom, boom. I'm at the kiosk, boom. I'm ready to go. I couldn't believe it. Blown away.
Failed.
I don't know when it's coming back on the ballot either. I don't know when it's going to be up again.
Yeah, I don't know. Tripping. It was a fail.
The theme today is money's just sitting there and people just look at it.
They just stare at it. Like, oh, look, there's money. I don't want it. I'm just going to look at it. It's contagious. It's in the state. Trista, it's airborne.
I don't know what the backstory is.
Yeah.
Because I came on only like 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But it sounds great.
No, it is. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Are you in the group that's angry with Steve Kerr?
No. I mean, I will say this. I'll start here. I don't think Steve Kerr is the best Team USA coach option, right? I think Spo's probably my choice if I'm making the moves. But as a premier, I mean, we know how I feel about our Dubs. But the feeling that I have for the Boston Celtics is right up there as well. So the fact that Jason Tatum, who I have been saying, as you guys know, you always call me a Jason Tatum hater. He gets his little fresh lineup. He's coming off of a chip. You know, he cuts off the curls. They keep his mans off the team. They bring on Derek White, and they told us because it was Derek White doesn't need any playing time. He doesn't care. He's just a human victory cigar. He's get in where you fit in, guy. It's all good. And we're getting a guy who was pushing for finals MVP, ISOing it 16 times in a row. And that man gets a DNP, did not play. Coach's decision. They ask him if he's sick. No, not sick. Nasty work. Love that. As a hater of the Boston Celtics organization, and I see it as sowing a little dissension within the Celtics ranks a little like gameplay for the NBA season. Listen, we're going to get the goal. Who cares? Let him sit out. Let him enjoy his time. We're going to give KD, the man, the one who got away, we're going to give him the minutes.
TK might be onto something. What if this whole thing is to start some internal turmoil in Boston? Oh, Steve Kerr, he's playing chess. Grant Hill, even though he's not affiliated with anybody anymore, he's playing chess. Maybe Ty Lue, maybe Spo told Steve to do this. Maybe he was like, hey, you know what you should do? And mask it as, you know, what's best for the team. What's best for the team, really, you know? I think, Steve, you should not play Tatum.
Oh, I guarantee you, I know what Spo said. Yeah. Hey, don't play Bam anymore.
Well, Bam might not play here.
That's what I mean. Stop playing my players.
Well, but Spo... trying to, you know, it's tough to beat the Celtics on the court right now. You need some extracurriculars. Spo might have been like, hey, thinking in his own locker room, and excuse me, his own hotel room, like, how do I create some tension with Boston? Let's get those three guys not on the same page. Let me call Steve right now. Steve, I got an idea.
Why is Spoelstra talking like that, though?
Because he's got an idea.
He's got a cat next to him.
Yeah. Steve, I got an idea. Why don't we keep Tatum out of the rotation?
Yeah.
And Steve was like,
metal glove.
And Steve was like, keep him out of rotation. I have him scheduled to play 27 minutes. No, Steve. I think you should go with Derek White instead. Yeah. And now look. There's questions all over the Celtics organization.
That sounds like Eric Spoelstra for sure. That's 100% what it is.
It's like the question is like, question one, why is Jaylen Brown not on the team? Question two, why is Tatum not getting any minutes? Question three, why is Derek White on this team and getting minutes? And it's like, well, I hate to tell you, but Derek White might be the most impactful Celtic on this roster. Him and Jrue Holiday are the cleanup men. They're the ones who do the dirty work. They're the ones that'll get you blocks. They'll get you steals. They don't care how many minutes they get. They don't do anything other than just do their job. They're not divas. They're not cutting their hair. They're not making memes.
And Jrue was phenomenal the other night.
He was really
phenomenal.
Good.
Yeah. Phenomenal.
Really, really good.
Did you see Jason Tatum? I think it was Sports Illustrated doing the Leonardo DiCaprio with the cup.
No, what's the Leonardo
DiCaprio? I didn't see that.
You know the famous Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the same face. I mean, my guy. So he's not doing any of that. They just do their jobs. And truthfully, when we're talking about not comedy stuff, we're talking about just X's and O's. The court is smaller. The three-point line is further inside. There is no defensive three in the key. Isolation basketball just isn't as effective in FIBA play. Jason Tatum's value as a player who's not really coming off ball, he's not moving around, he's not coming, is just not, he's an isolation scorer. That's what he does really well. He was one of the top isolation players in the NBA. I think he was top three. He might have even been higher than top three in terms of how much basketball. Just not as important in FIBA. And then you've got Katie, who's a great catch-and-shoot shooter. And you've got Braun, who's got to have the ball in his hands at all times. The wing position's set, fam. Mm.
Now, here's what I will say, though, about that train of thought, because you hear that a lot, is that that assumes that Jason Tatum or anybody else like him that plays that way isn't able to adjust. And I don't know if that's fair.
He's like, not. And no, he isn't. And that's why he's not playing anymore.
Oh, you cut out.
Yeah, we're losing you a little bit, TK. You got strong Verizon wireless commercials going on right now. Yeah.
Are you there?
Oh, I wish we got the screenshot, because that was a classic Trista face. Oh, did you?
And Trista said, "The hell with you two jackasses. I'm out of here." She just left us. She's sick of us.
There she goes. She's
and,
back.
And now she is back in 4K.
A 7-minute hit would be diabolical.
I don't even know what that is. Like, that 7 minutes with Trista, that's like opening statement.
I'm about to say, we just said hi to each other in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tatum, well, Steve Kerr and those guys would know. They're coaching these guys the whole time. Maybe he's tried to adjust and Tatum can't do it. But I without seeing them in practices, I feel like he'd be able to make adjustments.
And Embiid is not adjusting well either. You can tell both of them haven't looked great. Yeah. We kind of thought Embiid was the missing link for us as a country last Olympics and in FIBA play last summer.
Yeah.
And turns out you needed Steph Curry and LeBron James. This turns out AD has been also, you know me, I'm not like the biggest AD fan. I just think he's kind of a bitch.
Well,
but like,
well, there's
he's been awesome in FIBA play. He's been awesome in FIBA play.
To be clear,
I don't mean it as a human. I think I mean that as a player. I don't mean that like in no, all aspects of his life.
No, and for sure. And to be clear, she didn't say he's a bitch. She said he's kinda a bitch. So it's not the same. You know, it's different.
Come on, yeah, man.
There's nuance to this.
Well, that AD to Sacramento trade is going to be awkward.
Oh, if AD were to come to Sacramento, guys, I would be. It would be a reversal, of course. We might have to start deleting some videos.
No, we could do that.
That changes everything. Come on.
Hey, this has been a strange topic of conversation for several days now. Do you think Joe sucks? Like, not in Olympics, just is Joel Embiid on the decline?
So, my friend, a good friend of mine.
Cameron.
Worked with Joel all last summer and got his body right. He was looking good. And he was the first 2-3 months of the season. He looked like the best player on planet Earth. And then my friend stopped being on the payroll. The Sixers didn't want to pay him. Joel was going to have to come out of his pocket for it. And then slowly but surely, the injury issues that Joel has had to deal with throughout his time started to pop back up. His body started to break down. He started to use the team trainers and soft tissue experts and, you know, all the guys that work with the team. Which, by the way, like, those guys are underpaid. You never get the best when you're working with a team because the guys who are really, really good, they need you to come out of your pocket as a player for that money because it's just not enough. Like, the teams don't want to pay those guys what they're worth. Mm. So I think it's like he's kind of cheap. I think that's the thing. Like, if he really is willing to pay, I think he could get 65, 70 games healthy and postseason. I think Joel Embiid is a sensitive human being who is worried about what everyone is saying about him at all times. I think he's a bit of a drama queen, but he's supremely talented. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's on the decline. I think he needs to figure out what people he needs to get trained by and put out the money because he's about to be up for a huge extension. Mm-hmm. And his legacy depends on him being healthy.
Part of this came from TK, and I like Joel Embiid a lot. I do. I like him in the league. I like his game. Super talented, all this other stuff. But I do think like physically, he's starting to back nine, to use a golf term. And he's not on the 16th hole, but you might be able to see it in the distance, right? And I said this year, obviously, you try and see what you can do, revamp roster or whatever the case may be. If it's another first or second round exit and Joel's injured through much of the season or hampered or dealing with little stuff, I think that it's fair for that front office to start having conversations internally, which probably means he won't be traded for another year or two or something like that. But internally, it's like, yo, what are we doing here? Like, should we quietly have trade conversations with Miami or something like what's going on with Joel at this point? Because he's hurt again this year. We haven't gotten to a conference finals. He's a great talent, but how far can we go with him being our best guy?
If you even think that, if you're even beginning to wonder that, and I'm saying I'm not there yet, but if you're even beginning to wonder that as Daryl Morey, you have to know that the time is of the essence to move him before other GMs start thinking the same thing. Because the truth of the matter is, this team is not Joel Embiid's team. It's Tyrese Maxey's team. He's younger. Did you see the shrine they built for this man? They built a shrine for Tyrese Maxey. That's the guy they're building.
So the question is, does Joel know that?
He's got to know. He's also not just the guy that the team is building or that they're building around. He's also the heartbeat and soul of the team. He's the guy that's keeping everybody happy, keeping everybody up. He's the guy everyone wants to be around, everyone wants to play with. Like, Tyrese Maxey's one of the ones, like one of the franchise-altering players. So if you're thinking that Joel Embiid maybe isn't going to ever get you there in the postseason, based on what your team construction looks like, you need to move him right now for as much assets as you can, like the Oklahoma City Thunder did with Paul George.
And see, I'm not ready
and
to
get
do that
a.
Yet.
That's not what happened with OKC.
Well, no, but I'm saying for that type of a haul.
I'm not there with it.
I don't mean to characterize. I'm not characterizing it as the same situation, but it's a player that you're going to be able to get a lot back from that may not actually be impacting winning for you.
Yeah. See, I'm not there yet. I want to see this season. I'm not there yet. Right now, I want to see him with Paul George, with the Maxey a little bit more mature. And maybe, and I said this the other day, TK, and want to know what both of you guys think.
Oh, you don't have to know what I think. I don't agree with any of you guys.
Well, no, but hear me out on this one.
What do you think?
Embiid, I don't think the course of action for Philadelphia is for him to be getting 34 and 13 every night. If he brought that down to 28 and 12 and let Maxey cook a little bit more, let Paul George cook a little bit more, I think that would benefit him health-wise, and it may end up benefiting the team.
What's your perspective on this, Damian?
I still think, Joe won the MVP 2 years ago.
Last season, at the start of it, he was playing the best basketball of his entire career and looked like the best player on planet Earth. Did I not say that?
And then he stopped playing. And that's the part that concerns me is like, how healthy will he be? But as a basketball player, I still think he is a very much an upper echelon basketball player. And
100%.
I'm not even remotely entertaining the thought of trading him.
Well, the thing is, if he can't play no more than 40 games.
Yeah, that happened last year. Other than that, he's playing.
He's always 60. Hurt, though. He's been hurt his entire career. He's always hurt. He plays through it sometimes.
He's never been healthy in a postseason in the NBA.
He plays through it sometimes.
Yeah, and he plays. Kawhi been healthy one postseason his entire career, and he don't play.
One, he was healthy. Well, he wasn't even healthy that one.
That was a decade ago.
He got hurt.
That was two teams in damn near a decade ago.
So to that point, though, Kawhi wasn't necessarily healthy, or he was healthy that one time, and he got it done. Joel plays, hadn't got it done. Like I said, TK, I was talking about this. I've lowered the bar.
Yeah,
so
he got
far
it done. He got it done by himself.
I've lowered the bar so far. Like, come on, man. You got to at least get to the conference.
66, 68, 51 and a 72, 51 and a 72, 64 and 63. Those are his games since he really started playing in the NBA. That obviously eliminates the first two seasons, mm-hmm. the first two and a half seasons.
Yeah, but he's hurt and he plays through it. But if we talk about, because Kawhi, his knee was going out in that championship run and he got it done. He played through it and got it done. So I'm asking Joel to do the same thing. You playing through it. I'm not even asking you to win a championship. Can you get out of the second round? That's what I'm asking.
It's going to be tough with the seedings because they're going to run into the Knicks. It's going to run into the Knicks.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
It's not good. And the Knicks are better than they were last year. So they better be a two seed, sir. And that means that Joel can't.
Oh, don't say sir to me like I'm picking Philadelphia to win something. Don't do that.
I'm not saying sir to you.
That's what you were looking right at me through those glasses. I see what you're doing.
No, I wasn't, sir. No, I was not. I'm just saying, generally speaking, he can't miss any time because if they do miss time, they can mess around and be in the bottom echelon of the standings again and then mess around and get a team like the Knicks or the Pacers in the first round. Or even the Celtics, which they definitely do not want.
Yeah. Is your top three? You said something there, caught my attention. Boston, New York, Indiana?
I think theoretically Philly's three. But when you know what Paul George and Embiid's health concerns are, I have to see a full season. I think their potential is sky high, but that's like when we talked about the Clippers, too. Like, the Sixers are kind of Clipper-esque to me in terms of, like, yeah, if you're fully healthy, you're an awesome team. But, like, I haven't seen that. So I have to imagine, based on what I have seen, like 100% of the time, that one of you stars is not going to be healthy and is going to deal with some significant injuries throughout this regular season, which is going to affect you in the standings, which is going to affect you in the postseason. But if Joel Embiid plays 70 games and there's no nicks and bruises and Paul George plays 55 games, I think they're a really, really, like, very, very potent threat. But if Joel Embiid, and really it's Joel Embiid that needs to be healthy, because Paul George and Maxey aren't going to be able to do it by themselves, I don't think. Like, Paul George is a great third option. I don't know if I would consider him to be an effective, consistent, reliable second option. He could be Tobias
Harris. Paul George and Tyrese Maxey can't do it by themselves, but you wanted Joel Embiid to do it by himself the last 4 years.
I haven't wanted him to do it by himself. I wanted him to win. Like, when?
With who?
Joel Embiid.
James Harden?
Yeah, with James Harden. James Harden got to a conference finals. Hear what I'm asking. James Harden, as bad as we talk about how he is in the postseason and all this other stuff.
Was Chris Paul on that team?
No, I don't think he was.
Who was his point guard?
He was the point guard. It was the year they lost to KD. The next year they were supposed to beat him, and that was in the second round when he lost to – or no, it was in the conference finals. It was in the conference finals when Chris Paul was there. As crazy as people talk about James Harden, at least he's gotten to a conference final. That's all I'm asking for Embiid. That's it.
How'd he do when he got there?
I expect
went to game
more
seven.
From players who have won MVPs.
What'd you say, Tristan?
I expect more from players who are top five and MVPs.
I agree.
I expect that. I need you to do more. The heavy is the head that wears the crown. And Paul George is not on that level. Paul George is a nice player, and he's got skills, and his bag is unlimited, and he's an insane defender when he wants to be. He's just not one of those guys. So I would put more weight on Maxey and what he can do in clutch moments. I was at that game when Maxey came. That game was packed up. The Knicks had game five. It was done. It was a wrap. I was like, yo, you guys trying to head out? And then before I knew it, the Knicks had lost at the Garden. And that was Maxey. In like 8 seconds, he pulled a Reggie Miller. And they won that. I was there for that. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not Paul George. Paul George is not doing that.
I want to see this Philly team. Because I think so I'm a little higher on them than you and they're what they could be.
Well, I'm not high or low on them. I'm like,
you
want to
see?
I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, you want to see? That's fair. I think they're gonna be pretty. I think they'll be pretty good, man. I really do. I think they'll be pretty good. I don't know. I'm not saying one seed. I'm not even saying two seed.
I think y'all are putting a lot on Tyrese too. Not that he's not capable. Yes. Not saying he's not capable. I'm just saying y'all are putting a lot on him.
He also had some injuries this year. Mm. Remember? Mm-hmm. He missed some time where people thought he wasn't even gonna win Most Improved Player. Mm. So. Everybody's got to be healthy. That's it. Everybody's got to be healthy. Kelly Oubre can't get hit on his bike. Like, we can't have any of that. Okay? We need everybody to be to work every day, and that's it.
To work. Before
Kelly Oubre getting hit on his bike was a wild story that really did not get nearly enough attention.
Bizarre. No,
and then there was a conspiracy theory that he never even got
hit
on his bike.
It was so bizarre. And then it just went away.
Just went away.
You drop it all. It was crazy. Before we lose Trista for the week, I do want to ask her this because Trista got love for Sacramento. Well, you got love for Sacramento, but I know you will, and I want you to keep it a stack when you answer this question. Do you believe, as someone in the national media, a national basketball observer, do you believe, as is, the Kings are certified, verified, top 6 team in the West? And if you don't think so, say no.
I do not.
Mm. Yeah, she waited all of a half second to say no.
I do not.
Why? What you see, is it the defense?
Yes.
Oh!
That's number one. Number one is defense. But number two is I don't believe in the shooting. Mm. Really, like Keegan is one of those players that will go 8 for 11 from three one game. And you're like, man, he's maybe one of the best shooters on earth. And then all of a sudden he's in a slump and he's like 0 for 5 or 0 for 4, from three. And you can't have that inconsistency when DeMar is not a 3-point shooter. You know, he had many games in the 40s and the 50s for the Bulls last season with no threes. Mm-hmm. So he's like a mid-range god, and I think he's going to be incredible as a scorer, and he's going to be able to get to the free throw line, and all that's great. But spacing is important. And you've got Domas, who's allergic to shooting threes now, and I don't know why. That needs to get fixed. Like, if Domas is a 3-point shooter, that changes the game. Mm-hmm. It changes everything. Mm-hmm. He won't do it. He's just, like, shook. You've got Keegan, who's totally inconsistent, but also very talented, wildly talented. If he takes a step, that changes a lot. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron's become a 40% 3-point shooter, but that's only 1 year. I'd love to see that again. I need to see that again. Mm-hmm. Kevin Huerter, I don't believe in him anymore at all. His confidence is just not there anymore. I don't know if it's a team respective thing. I don't know if the Chris Duarte thing messed him up. But, like, the playoffs that I was at with you guys and the Warriors, it was like everything disintegrated before our very eyes in terms of that red velvet. Like, red velvet, I haven't seen him. Mm-hmm. So in terms of, like, 3-point shooting and Keon, like, we cannot be, like, relying on Keon to be a key 3-point sniper for this team.
What about
That's
Malik
just
Monk?
Ridiculous.
What about Malik?
And Malik is again, he's a microwave. A lot of times, it's like hot or cold with Malik, and I want to see more consistency out of him too. When Malik is on fire, he's unstoppable. But is he starting? I don't know. And then if he's starting, then what does that do to the defense? And then it puts more pressure on your offense to do a lot more. Like, it's just, it's the things that Domas does really well, he's a double-edged sword. Because he has an Achilles heel as well that puts pressure on the rest of the team defensively. Hmm. Amazing rebounder, can protect the rim a little bit, but like the he's an undersized center. It's just what it is.
Everything,
and I don't know what
I was just gonna say. Everything that TK is saying is 100% fair. This is the Kings aren't without criticism. They aren't without warts or anything else like that. This is the type of stuff I'm looking for, as opposed to the old sorry recycle line of, what are they going to do on defense? They'll be fine.
Well, they gave up a pick in
2031. That's crazy. When Trista, your thoughts on the 2031 pick swap?
I mean, the only thing that my thoughts are is how come the Bulls didn't get it? You know? Like, the Bulls.
They got two second rounders. And Chris Duarte.
They gave up the best player. They gave up the best player and got the worst assets. That's like a very Bulls move. And the only reason they didn't get the 2031 swap is because they signed Jalen Smith and they used up their cap space where they would have been in the tax, so they couldn't take on HB to take the 2031 swap. So they had to have a third party, and San Antonio was like, bet, we're all good. We'll be the third party in this.
And we'll
so
take the
to me,
one
it's
answer.
Like 2031, I don't even know if Monty's going to be on this. If I'm Monty, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be here in 8 years.
That's a fact.
You think I care about 2031? This measly ass pick? I want DeMar. This man's a game changer right now. I need some job security. They're not extending fools like fast anymore. You know? That Mike Brown extension took a little too long for my liking.
Mm. Monty was like, yeah, you can have it. I ain't going to be here. We know how it is where you can have it.
And TK, for the record, I am on wax, and they are a certified, verified top 16. And there's a fly that is all over.
Oh, that I can't believe how clear that fly looks like a pterodactyl on your screen.
In the middle of this.
Well, if it's Cam, you got to pick up.
Yeah, it's true.
Is it Cam or Mace? Who's calling
it's
right
now?
It's
not Cam.
Oh.
It's my guy John Martin from 929 in Memphis.
Okay, well, tell his punk ass to settle down.
Yeah, Memphis always trying to pull up on the TK time. All back.
He's calling me. Bro, let me ask you guys a hypothetical. If KC, Damian, all of a sudden unfollowed you out of nowhere and started sneak dissing you on the air while you were out of town, what would you do?
Oh, snap. I'm about and to then, tune into the show.
And then you go back and check. And it's not that he just unfollowed you. He's blocked you on social media. Your current host.
Well, this is real life, actually.
I'd have a, well.
Unfollowed you and blocked you.
I am blocked.
It's happened a couple times, if we're being honest.
Yo, that's crazy.
Is that happening over there?
That's what's popping in my neck of the woods.
And what are you playing? What are you like, the mediator? What? Why is he calling you?
No, that happened to me.
Oh, it happened to you.
Oh,
someone needs their ass kicked. That's what it is. Okay.
That's what's going on.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Yo, that sounds like a lot of hate, to be honest.
So
with
just to be clear.
Fam, I am a month away from free agency, and I got the squad unfollow me.
This is that same.
I got my boss unfollowing me. I got everybody. I go on Cam and Mace. People lose their damn minds.
So just to be clear, this that little hoe who was making smart ass remarks about Sacramento?
No.
Oh, this is a different one.
Hey, yes. TK, real talk, that's a lot of hate going on, man.
All right.
That's a lot of hate going on. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Right. A lot of hate. They see you shining. They don't like that.
He was filling in last week, and then he was sending me, because I was blocked, he was sending me the, like, Twitter sneak disses that were happening that he was screenshotting. Gosh.
Okay.
Nice.
Send me the handle, and we'll fix it. We'll make his social media life miserable.
That's
crazy.
Hey, you see it. You see it right here.
That's crazy.
Hey,
real quick,
Chatty House puts their mind to something.
Oh, yeah, it's on and popping.
Yeah, we got you.
It's on and popping. Let me ask you this real quick. I'm sorry. Did this start when you was doing your thing with what it is, what it is?
No, it started just when I went to Vegas. I went to Vegas to go at Summer League. Everything was good. And then all hell broke loose.
That's whack.
Okay, Chatty House, prepare for war.
That's whack. Yeah.
All right, we got you.
We got you. Don't even
send the handle. We got
Don't
you.
Don't even trip.
And you know what's crazy, guys? Because I know nobody in management that's my managers are listening to this. I can't even.
Neither are
I'm
ours.
Not going to say anything to anyone because it's like, oh, Trista's the one that's difficult to work with. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, Trista's the one. You know what I mean?
That's just whack, though, those type of moves. Especially to be. There's
he's
a certain level
listening, because he's been listening to every hit that I've been doing and being thinking that I'm throwing shade at him. And I'm like, bro, that's what you do. That's what you do.
That's whack. And then the level of effort
we need his name
to block and do all
this. It's obviously not who I thought it was, so we need his name. That's all right. You can say, that's all right. You don't have to say it. You gonna text it to me. I'm gonna get his name. I'm gonna find out who it is.
Well, process if of I got, the if, process of elimination.
If I gotta
only
go
two
through,
other guys on there, or if, one other guy on there.
If I gotta go through every BetMGM's host timeline, I'm gonna find it. Yep. No, we're good. Yeah, go ahead.
Say less.
Yeah. No. Go enjoy your day. No, we're gonna find it.
Say less.
We're gonna find it.
You can just go into the. You can just go into the StreamYard chat.
Oh, so what? Hey, so, wait, what? Is he in here? Is he in here?
He ain't in here. He ain't in here. Hold up, because his nah, he. All right.
StreamYard, not YouTube.
Well, we see it all. Well, I don't know.
Oh, you said the StreamYard chat.
Oh,
I got it. Okay, I got it. All right, I got it. Yep, I got it. All right.
I ain't talked to dude a couple times.
Yep. All right.
We talked to dude a couple times.
We got you.
Oh, wow,
so
man.
That
wow.
way,
wow.
So we're going to let you go.
Wow.
Go enjoy your day. And
hey, have I told you guys how much I love you?
Nope. I think you should tell us right now.
I love y'all. By the way, did you guys see I went to my 20-year?
I did see that.
Wait, what? I didn't see. What'd you do?
She went to her 20-year high school reunion.
Oh.
Reunion. It was, you see how melanated it was?
Yep. I did. I was like, this is TK's crew. I see this.
TK was, she was that girl in, what's my movie? It was The Save the Last Dance?
Yeah, I was like, what was her name? I just had her name. Julia Stiles?
Yeah, Julia. I knew it was Julia. Yeah. It was TK.
You look like you had a blast, though.
It's a great look. Coming off, because they were like, damn, this is like what we used to know you as. You know, coming off the freestyle was so great. Yeah. It's just incredible.
That's
great to see everyone. It was an amazing vibe. I miss that melting pot. Like everybody's just with everybody, regardless of what they're on. You know, culture, socioeconomics doesn't mean anything. It's just just energy and vibe. What, like a couple people, they were best friends. They ended up together. So that was like really interesting. You're like, oh my God, what? So. So it's been good. Being out in Portland has been good. I don't know if you guys went to your reunion, but
I missed my reunion. I was mad. I missed it. Yeah, I was out of town. So, I couldn't.
I was like, where was I? I was in China. It was in 08.
Oh man.
Yeah, I was in Beijing. Yeah.
I think I was in New Orleans.
You're like RSVP. No, in China Olympics.
Yep, I'm watching Usain Bolt run the 100-meter looking backwards.
That wasn't your 20-year.
That might have been 15, huh?
2000. Oh no, it was 10.
No, oh yeah, 10.
No, that was 10.
Yeah,
10. Fresh out of high school.
Wait, 10. Wait, 90. Yeah, no, that was 10. Where the hell was I?
Yeah, a lot of these people stopped doing them.
Where the hell was I? 2018.
They might have stopped doing them.
I might have. Maybe I just didn't get invited. Oh, maybe it was like his ass didn't come to the 10. We ain't inviting him to the 20.
They invited Ebro and not you.
Well, Ebro came back sounding like God knows.
Ebro went to your high school?
He did go to my high school. We're not in the same class. He's in my sister's class. They graduated 4 years earlier. But yeah, we went to the same high school.
I told you guys, I know I'm like not letting you go, but I told you guys before, right, that Ebro was the music station. He came to Portland.
In Portland.
And
yeah.
He started 95.5.
Yeah, he went from
95.5.
Was that the move before Hot 97?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so he went from the bomb here to Portland, took the job at Hot 97, came here, said goodbye, and headed off to New York. Got an accent and never returned.
Now you see me be like, yo, son. Now he's hey, God. Here. You know what I'm saying? I'm back here, God. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's not. That ain't. That's not even strong enough. That's not. That's like. That's not nearly strong
listen
enough for
Ebro,
what
Ebro. You're from. You went to El Camino.
Every
sir.
Time I listen to Ebro doing? In the morning, I'm like,
that's not how he sounded in Portland.
No,
of course not.
Like, yo,
that's not how he sounded here.
Kodak, I know that you put new music out. You heard, but the fact
that's
remains, Kodak. Like, yo, son, it's one of them things that you just got to keep putting out that heat, God.
That's a little closer. You keep workshopping it. You're getting there.
Ebro, you went to El Camino.
not
PS7. You didn't go to PS7. You went to El Camino.
And I was like, hey, I just want to let you know that, like, you know, your show was super influential for me as like a middle schooler, like one of the reasons that like I blend sports and hip hop together. That show was just like, that was the only thing that we listened to on the school bus. And it was like, never meet your heroes, you know?
Oh no.
He was like, that's nice to hear. See you later.
Oh no. I hate to hear that. Cause I never met Hero. So I feel the same way. He was that dude out here.
I never had that interaction with him. Ebro, actually, the one that told me Reggie Lewis died. That's one broadcast that I really remember for some reason was when they announced that Reggie Lewis passed away. Mm. Oh, always stood out.
Ebro, if you're listening, we have a 1,000 show coming up.
He's not listening. Yeah, he's not listening. He hasn't responded to DMs or. He probably doesn't want anything to do with Sacramento anymore.
Well, he's from
unless
the Bay
he's
Area.
Talking about the women.
He's from the Bay Area. Right? Ain't that what the bio says?
That's what the bio says.
See, I've,
sir,
I've
you went to El Camino
that,
Fundamental High School.
Can't do that. It's not the same thing.
El Camino Avenue, bruh. Garden of the Gods, down the street from Whole Foods. Knock it off.
Who makes that cardigan?
Honor.
That's fire.
It's Honor the gift. One, Russ?
I like I like the distress.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I don't know what to call
it. We stepping out tonight. Yeah, we stepping out tonight.
Where are you stepping out?
We're going to Chris Brown tonight.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, breezy.
Yeah, we're going to Chris Brown tonight.
Breezy.
So
we're going to Janae Aiko next week.
So are we.
Yeah. Janae Aiko,
really?
My girl.
Yeah, she's here next week.
I can't. Janae.
Yeah, I think she goes to you first and then to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We outside.
Yeah, summer 2024, man. The last two times were out.
No. The one that always gets ruled out. It's like, man, I can't wait to go to the show. And then you start thinking about that 30-minute drive to Hard Rock Live. It's like,
oh man.
How bad do I want to see this show?
I would have gone and seen Jonesy, though, but I forgot.
Keisha Cole is 5 minutes away. I'm going to see Keisha Cole on Friday.
I see Keisha.
She's five minutes away.
That's my girl, man. We need to talk to Keisha.
All right, Trista's not interested in us anymore. We love you, TK.
Well, I have nothing to add to Keisha Cole except for I was thinking about how big her library was. And I'm like, is the library big enough?
She's there with Joe, and I think the two of them can put on a great show together.
They can.
Yes, but Keisha by herself, her library is not big enough.
Not in my opinion.
I'll say that I don't think it is either, but the people who like Keisha Cole's love Keisha Cole.
Mm-hmm.
They love, like, so.
Oh, they're going to be out.
And she's got, like, a.
That's
the, come on, they got, that's the one. They got 5-year-olds that sing that song.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of them ones. That's one of them ones.
But Joe, that's where you got me.
Yeah, that's Joe, guy. That's my man.
Yeah, that's my guy,
yeah,
Joe.
That's my man.
Shout out, Joe, man.
I wish that I could run a journey through your mind. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Funny emotions that you're always.
Wait till Cam find out you can sing, too.
Oh, God, don't tell
me. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Don't put it in the comments. I'm going to be on auto-tune something.
Them comments were hilarious.
Statistical lady.
If you guys watched that episode, I have no ability to not share. If you guys watched that last episode, did you guys see Mace kind of getting his feelings a little bit? I don't know if you saw
it. I didn't
see the full episode.
I didn't get to that part. And then I meant to watch, I wanted to watch the episode before, too, to figure out what was going on, but... I had
this is a story. This is a story. His coaches, their coaches came on, basically said, oh, Cam was the one, Mace wasn't. And basketball-wise, and he could have played pro, you know, made it pro if he didn't rap or whatever. And Mace is still upset about it. And so then we had a segment about Ja'Marr Chase not wanting to say Patrick Mahomes' name. Top 100 players in the NFL, who's number one, won't say his name. And then... Cam made some joke about how, like, it was like Ja'Marr Mace, like how Ja'Marr, how like Mace is kind of like Ja'Marr, he's loving rent-free in his head or whatever, and then he's like talking about their coaches or whatever, and he's like, you're just mad because the coaches said I was better, and he's like, the coach is on crack, killer.
See, I gotta see it. See, I think that was like, there's still time to go, because on that episode, the last thing I was listening to when you guys were talking about Embiid. So it's, I guess,
yeah,
it's after
that. Yeah, there's time to go. Then he's like, well, they left a bunch of stuff out in the story, the coaches or whatever. And I was like, what'd they leave out? You know me. I didn't know it was going to get tense. I was like, would they tell the whole story? If they didn't tell the whole story, would they leave out? And then Cam is like urging him on. He's like, yeah, I'm with Tris. Like, what'd they leave out? What'd they leave out? Tell us. And he goes, listen, it was a good interview, but I'm tired of everybody underselling and diminishing my accomplishments and my contributions. And I'm like, they're diminishing me. And all my life it's been happening and I'm tired of it.
It had enough.
And Cam looks at me and he goes, Tris, you got anything to add there? And I was like, well, in 1998, when I went to the No Way Out tour, I just want to say I was not coming there for locks. I was not the locks. I was not coming there for Foxy. I was not coming there for Lil' Kim. I was not coming there for P. Diddy. I was not coming there for Black Rob. I was not coming there for anybody but Mace. So I just want to let you know, I am not downplaying your contributions. You were the reason I wanted to go to that concert, so I'm going to lift you up. And then I immediately pivoted to Ja'Marr Chase. We got up out of there.
That's a good host. That's a good host right there. We appreciate you as always. Best 45 minutes y'all of the week. Stay off Twitter for a little while because we've got work to attend to. So just
all right,
stay off Twitter. And
regulators!
We'll see you next week.
See y'all next week.
All right. That's our girl, Trista Crick, right there.
I don't know.
Tweet has been sent.
Oh, snap.
So, Chatty House, do what you do. But the tweet is out. Y'all go to work. And Jason Jones coming up in about 30 minutes here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Why are people's energy so weird?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, man. Can't we all just get along?
We work in a weird business.
We really do, man. So many people.
Like, I couldn't imagine being mad at someone else for just whatever.
For bettering their career.
Yeah. I feel like that.
That's crazy.
I feel like I've been around, like, long enough to know, like, so many people are insecure. Like, so many people in this game are insecure. And I think so many, like, people, and we've said this before as it relates to the way we do this show, like, people think this business is about them. Mm. And there's not a lot of guys, like, and I always use Jason Ross as the example. Jason Ross has been in radio for an eternity. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason he's been in it for an eternity is because he'll be a lead host. He'll be a secondary host. He'll be an update guy. He'll pretty much do like what you ask, and he'll do it at a really high level as a professional because he knows it's not about him.
Right.
And so many people get in their feelings when someone steps out and get national notoriety or gets notoriety on different levels and act the way that this dude at BetGM is acting.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I don't know the whole dynamic. Maybe he had a problem with her from the start, and that's just where it's always been. They just work together. He never really liked her or anything like that. But even then, I just always believe, like, what I look like hating on somebody trying to better their career?
Blocking is crazy.
In this profession. Like, that's just, yeah, I don't subscribe to that, you know. And especially if you're in the business, you know how difficult it can be. You know how much of a grind it could be. Well, I just don't understand why, if somebody is achieving success or being able to branch out or something like that, that you would hate on that. But that's just me, I guess, and others too. I don't know.
TK wants us to be nice. She wants us to get through the next few weeks. So we'll be nice, TK.
Be nice.
We got you. We'll be nice. But bro's foul. And we won't forget that he's foul. And we'll let TK do what she got to do. And we'll remind him that we know. Mm. That's what we'll do.
Are they going to try and give us another Odyssey person then?
Who?
Well, isn't that kind of like what Trista, like, she kind of turned into more than that, but.
Oh, I don't know what they're going to want to do. TK always going to be with
you. Imagine, hey, you want to have so-and-so on?
We're good. We good. I don't even remember. Like, it ain't even Ryan. I remember it was the other dude who I really didn't like. Wow. The one who did that video about Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Kings fans. I know you're not used to this, but hey, bro, settle kiss down. My ass.
Yeah, settle down.
Like, who
down.
Are you talking to? Mm.
It's like you see, I said, it can be a weird industry sometimes with the way. The way people behave sometimes, man.
We talk sports for a living, bro. Relax.
That's it, man. That's it.
Like
it
I Nick said. Ashew, that was the guy who I didn't like.
Nick almost got beat up by Damien.
That dude was whack. So, yeah, you know what it is? So, here you go. Here's the example. Let's look at Nick. Mm-hmm. 5,500 followers. He's on a national show. Mm-hmm. Ryan. 5,740 followers. He's on a national show. Mm. Trista Crick, 39,000 followers. Mm. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah, they get insecure and start hating. That's what it comes down to.
Not to mention, TK is a master of social media.
Yeah.
Like, she's got that part of the game down.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't speak on it because I don't know. I don't follow these guys, but I don't know if they put as much effort into their social media and their platforms outside of BetMGM the way that she does. She puts a lot of work into the TikToks and the stuff that goes up on her IG and all this other stuff. So that plays a role in being able to grow that part of your platform, that social media part of your platform. And like I said, maybe they do the same things and it just hasn't gotten traction, but I doubt it, to be honest with you. I doubt it.
he looked like this diver that I'm watching who landed on his back in the Olympics.
I saw that the other day. Poor guy. And
they said this is what happens when you lie on your resume to get a job.
The best part is when his teammate or whatever daps him up after. That's all good, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It just, hey, did I see that wrong? Was that not the Olympics?
I don't, the swimming
it's got the Olympic logo on it.
Oh, I thought I saw it. Somebody said it was in Singapore. Maybe that's where it is.
Oh, maybe it was a qualifier.
Maybe.
Hold on. Let me. Yeah, it does. It looks like a qualifier because it has an Olympic logo, but it has a different logo too.
Oh, that's even better because I thought that.
I don't think he qualified. There it is, right there. Singapore. This wasn't even.
But look,
Singapore 2015.
Oh man, why are they bringing it up now, man?
Because it's funny.
It's funny though. I thought originally I saw that because I didn't see any Paris 2024 stuff. I was like, are they having another Olympics for those who didn't make it right now?
The Olympics,
that'd be pretty fire.
The Olympics for the non-Olympians.
I said, what is this? Why am I seeing diving? Would you go, that's not in Paris.
What is that? The NIT Olympics? Like, who would go to that? Who would go to the NIT Olympics?
Send them to Utah.
Oh man, it's,
that's comedy.
Yeah, shout out to that diver. Shout out to TK.
Hey, get it in there, fella. You can do your thing. Just, God, it looked like it hurt.
That was...
Oh, my gosh. It looked like...
Something like that.
Like, hit his head.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
something like that.
Brutal.
He could get knocked out from something like that. It felt like the way he hitting that water and on the back of your head like that.
Who was it? Greg Louganis, who hit his head on the diving board? I think that was in 80...
I don't remember the name, but...
88?
I remember seeing that. That's...
Oof.
That's crazy. First of all, it's crazy being that high up and diving into a pool.
That's insane.
No, thank you.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I don't even like the low diving board.
No. Hey, you said we're going to normal, right?
Yeah.
Shout out TK. The whole Chatty House loves you. Are you worried at all about these holdouts? Are you worried about Trent Williams not being at practice, Brandon Ayuk not being at practice? I point that out. We don't often think about this in the moment, but if you look back to the last handful of seasons, we saw Debo and Nick Bosa. Mm-hmm. Bosa got off to a bit of a slow start. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember. I can't say it as definitively with Debo. I can't really remember.
He didn't have the best season.
But
period.
Yeah, and that's fine. Bosa definitely got off to a slow start, and it's hard to not equate that to missing camp.
Yeah. I bring up Debo because a lot of people point to that, to him, the holdout and everything, as to why he didn't have the best year.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't out of shape, but wasn't in the best shape. Couldn't never really find a groove. There is a part of me that looks at what's going on with Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, and it is a little like, oh, man. I am worried about whether or not they'll be ready to go for the season and be able to hit the ground running the way they did last year. You know, just the nature. I understand everybody always talks about it's a business and all this, and they're right. But when you're thinking about winning, I just don't like the vibes of multiple people trying to get theirs in one off season. It's a business. Do what you do. I'm not faulting them for it. But I'm looking at the other aspect of it, of the vibes when you're trying to win and getting yours sometimes and being locked in on having your hand out, trying to get what you feel you deserve, may come at the cost of cohesion with the team, may come at the cost of winning games. And some people, like, for instance, Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, right now they say, no, this is a little bit more important. This is number one priority, getting everything that I can right now. Whether they have leverage or not, guys like Kittle, guys like McCaffrey, they said, well, who knows what McCaffrey would have done if he didn't get the deal when he got it. Maybe he would have held out too. But I know Kittle is kind of quietly behind the scenes, same with Fred Warner, quietly behind the scenes, gotten their deals done to make sure, and it was early, and it was in a fashion where they were still there to get ready for the season with the team. So it didn't affect the winning aspect of it. And I worry about whether or not this is happening with this team right now. With these holdouts.
I think all of that makes a lot of sense. I will say, I don't think the Trent Williams situation and the Brandon Ayuk situation are the same. No. On the surface, sure. Like, contracts, holdouts, you can lump that into the same pile. Mm-hmm. You said this earlier, Trent's in a very different place than Brandon Ayuk is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need the reps the way that Brandon Ayuk, I think, does. Mm-hmm. Partly because Brock's still a new guy. Mm-hmm. In the scheme of the NFL, he's still new to this, yeah. Right? And I think if you are legitimately the one, meaning the number one, yeah, you got to be out there with him. And establishing that chemistry headed into the season, I think, is a big deal. I don't want Trent Williams returning after preseason game 4 or 3 or however many there are in the NFL now. Excuse me. But I don't think he needs to be there today. I don't think he needs to be there before the Hall of Fame game.
Right. And I agree with that. I would like for him to be there soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you gave me my choice, like, all right, you got a week or two extra. But especially with that offensive line that does have some question marks, you want to work on getting some cohesion in with that offensive line. You want to work with setting the tone, maybe working with guys, maybe teaching them, you know, some of the tricks of the trade or whatever the case may be with an offensive line, like I said, that might be the weakest unit on the team. And you know how I normally feel about, oh, the offensive line concerns, what are they going to do? Like, it all works out. Like, as long as Kyle has been around, like, it's all worked out. Like, it's all, it's been, the offensive line has been in question every single year since 2019, and it's worked out every single time. So I don't expect anything different, but I'm not also going to rely on that. I want to see a little bit more cohesion. I want to see them get better on that offensive line, and I think Trent Williams helps with both of those things, them getting better and with cohesion. So I would hope that he gets to camp sooner rather than later, but like you, I don't know. He doesn't have to be there today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.